understand. We don't care, we don't care. Who cares if the whole world knows? We drink too much and we dance too close. Your lips on mine, and we lose all track of time. Who cares when the lights come on? When we leave, we don't leave alone. If you don't, I don't. So who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 78 degrees in Richland Center. The time is 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Extreme heat and humidity is still a problem from the Midwest to New England. Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. could set record highs today. The Midwest also dealing with historic rainfall, which has led to devastating floods. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz trying to stay positive.
At this point in time, and we want to keep it this way, that we've had no serious injuries and certainly no deaths involved in this very widespread event.
The governor of Iowa issuing disaster declarations for 22 counties. 4 days to their first debate, President Biden's at Camp David holding mock debates. Former President Trump meeting with advisors, but will make campaign appearances up until the face-off. Two hearings in a Florida court today in Mr. Trump's federal classified documents case. One could determine if the case would be thrown out. The other on the special counsel's request to limit what the former president can say about law enforcement in the case. This is ABC News. A couple from Maryland are among the more than 1,300 people who died at this year's Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. The exact reason for the deaths is unclear, but temperatures there reached 120 degrees. Buckingham Palace says Princess Anne has been hospitalized after receiving minor injuries and a concussion.
The injuries sustained in an undisclosed incident at the Gatcombe Park estate where she lives on Sunday evening. The 73-year-old sister of the king remains in Southmead Hospital in Bristol as a, quote, precautionary measure for observation and is expected to make a full and swift recovery. Charles has been kept closely informed. It's understood the princess has canceled all public engagements this week. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
American runner Sha'Carri Richardson is going to the Olympics. A positive marijuana test cost her a spot at the Tokyo Games. She won the 100-meter sprint at the Olympic trials. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important, and you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 79 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly sunny, warm, and more humid with a high of 84. Muggy and isolated thunderstorms early this evening, then more widespread. Storms around midnight or after, some could be severe with a low of 69. And tomorrow, early morning showers possible, then partly cloudy, very warm and muggy with a high of 87. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 79 degrees.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Roof!
What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40 plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. It's 79 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A trail of damage was left across southern Wisconsin. Severe Saturday night storms and tornadoes rumbled from southwestern to southeastern Wisconsin. At least six tornadoes hit southern Wisconsin over the weekend. Saturday night, that huge storm system moved across the state. The strongest was in Rock County in the Footville and Janesville area. That was an EF2. Four EF1 tornadoes touched down in Marshall, Watertown, and Lake Geneva, and an EF0 hit Grant County. However, investigators from the National Weather Service will be in Argyle today because they had a suspected tornado there, so that number may rise throughout the day. The likely tornado destroyed the historic Apple Grove Lutheran Church in the Lafayette County village of Argyle. That church building was 139 years old, and now it's now just a pile of rubble. But the congregation wasn't going to let that stop them. They showed up for service Sunday anyway, even though now the scene is just debris scattered across a field. Thunderstorms may develop this evening and tonight, with the highest chances near and north of the Interstate 94 corridor and decreasing chances to the south and west. However, any storms that develop may quickly become severe with damaging winds and hail. Faster moving storms will help limit rainfall amounts, but localized higher amounts of 2 inches or more could occur. Confidence in exactly where and when storms develop remains lower, so be sure to monitor forecast updates through the day. A Wisconsin judge is expected to consider whether to allow people with disabilities to vote electronically from home in the swing state this fall. Disability Rights Wisconsin, the League of Women Voters, and four disabled people filed a lawsuit in April demanding disabled people be allowed to cast absentee ballots electronically from home. They asked Dane County Circuit Judge Everett Mitchell to issue a temporary injunction before the lawsuit is resolved, granting the accommodation in the state's August 13th primary and November presidential election. Mitchell scheduled a hearing for today on the injunction. The plaintiffs argue many disabled people can't cast paper ballots without assistance, violating their right to protect the secrecy of their votes. Reminding Wisconsin voters of the end of abortion rights, 2 years ago on June 24, 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority overturned Roe v. Wade, ending the constitutional right to an abortion and setting off legal battles in the states, including here in Wisconsin. Now just days away from the first presidential debate, the Biden-Harris campaign is hoping to focus the attention of Wisconsin voters. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren campaigns here this week. She'll headline a rally in Madison this evening and make stops in Milwaukee, Eau Claire, and Hudson. People around Wisconsin are helping scientists track ticks in the state. Marshfield Clinic Research Institute Executive Director Jennifer Meese says the tick inventory via citizen awareness of those illnesses and making sure people are looking for the bugs. Thousands of ticks have been sent to researchers since the effort began in April. For more information or to request a prepaid collection kit be sent to you, contact ticks@marshfieldclinic.org. There are plenty of job vacancies in Wisconsin, but if you're coming off a job in a specialized field, it might be hard getting a new position. Department of Workforce Development Section Chief Scott Hodek says you might need to consider a change to get back in the workforce. That includes relocation or even upskilling into a new line of work. If you're still having trouble getting a position and you're on unemployment, contact the Job Center of Wisconsin to get some assistance. Troy Magid, Executive Director of the Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, presented the Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Plan 2024 update to the Richland County Board at its meeting last week. The Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission is in capacity building, economic development, and planning. The 2024 annual budget was $1,234,758. The funding sources were 33% from contracts, 43% from grants, and 13% came from participating counties. Magid reported that for every dollar the county provides to Southwest Wisconsin Regional Planning, the county receives $1.79 in annual capacity building, economic development, and other planning services. Richland County's 2024 investment of $17,910 amounts to the $1 per county resident and enables Southwest Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission to provide $32,066 of planning and economic development services to the county. This is due to the ability to leverage the county's investment for an additional $7,739 from the U.S. Economic Development Administration and $6,413 from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. An update on the housing studies by Southwest Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission shows an increase in the number of studies from 47 in 2019 to 50 in 2024. A zoning ordinance review, enhanced mapping, and case studies. The recommendation is to identify buildable land and available funding. Southwest Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission suggests zoning recommendations that reduce districts to fewest possible, enable small lot development, promote administrative review over legislative review, enable 75% lot coverage, enable accessory dwelling units, and restrict short-term rentals as much as possible. Gas prices rose slightly over the last week. The average price has risen 1.9 cents per gallon, averaging at $3.27 across the state. This is over 15 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, and well over 21 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says the decreases we hope for will have to wait. He said the national average hasn't jumped to follow the rising price of oil. Instead, it's holding steady. He expects to see little movement ahead of July 4th. Miss Wisconsin's Teen 2024 was crowned over the weekend. 15-year-old Ella Bay of Pewaukee swept the title of Miss Wisconsin's Teen. She competed as Miss Foot of the Lakes and won $3,000 in scholarships. Ella now has the opportunity to compete for the title of Miss America's Teen 2025. In the Miss Wisconsin competition, 22-year-old Mandy Kennard from Beaver Dam won the title. She competed as Miss Northern Lights, receiving $12,500 in scholarships. Mandy will now have the opportunity to compete for the title of Miss America 2025. Family Health La Clinica, a community health center with clinics in five central and south central Wisconsin communities, including Mauston, announced today that it has changed its name to Noble Community Clinics. The new name better reflects the organization's broader mission of building vibrant communities by providing accessible quality healthcare services to everyone it serves. Effective immediately, the new name, Noble Community Clinics, will be incorporated into the current logo design. Noble Community Clinics welcomes patients at clinics in Wautoma, Stevens Point, Mauston, Beaver Dam, and Friendship. As a community health center, its clinics provide comprehensive and affordable care delivered with compassion and excellence, meeting each patient's needs. Its modern facilities, dedicated physicians, nurses, and certified staff offer a wide range of high-quality integrated services for physical, mental, emotional, and social well-being. In Mauston, Noble Community Clinics currently offers dental health care. Additionally, Noble Community Clinics mobile health services teams extend the clinic's reach by providing medical care at local employers, work sites, as well as school-based and mobile dental services and health care to rural residents throughout central Wisconsin. Its mobile health center has also brought medical services to migrant and seasonal agricultural worker communities statewide since 1973 as the only migrant health center in Wisconsin. Airline industry profits are expected to exceed $25 billion in 2024, according to the International Air Transport Association. But scammers continue taking advantage of consumers by fabricating flight cancellation notices and tricking consumers when they are trying to contact airline customer service agents. BBB Scam Tracker has received multiple reports of scammers creating fake airline ticket booking sites or customer service numbers to charge travelers for rescheduling fake flights. If you are buying airfare, use caution and double-check the URL or phone number before providing your credit card information. To avoid travel scams, do your research. If you come across a company you haven't dealt with before, research it before taking any purchases. Double-check flight details before calling support. Scammers are blasting out fake airline cancellation emails and text messages that can easily be mistaken for the real deal. Confirm the information in the message, such as the flight and reservation numbers, is correct before calling customer support. If you're unsure if the message is legitimate, don't call the customer service number included in the message. It could be fake. Go to your airline's real website and look for their customer service number there. Confirm the URL before you enter personal and payment information. Secure links start with HTTPS and a double slash and include a lock icon on the purchase page. Be wary of third-party websites. Some websites appear to offer a legitimate service but are only fronts for a scam. Make online purchases with your credit card. Fraudulent charges on a credit card can usually be disputed, whereas that might not be the case with other payment methods. Unfortunately, there is no way to get back the personal information you may have shared. For ways to protect yourself from travel scams, go to bbb.org/travel. If you've been a victim of an airline ticket or other travel scam, please report your experience at bbb.org/scamtracker. Vernon County Sheriff Roy R. Torgerson reports a motorcycle accident on State Highway 35 in the town of Bergen that occurred Sunday morning at approximately 9:50. The operator and single occupant, Jonathan Tomlinson, was traveling south on State Highway 35, just south of Spring Coulee Road, when he lost control of his motorcycle. A witness stated it appeared he was losing his ball cap just prior to losing control of the motorcycle. There were tire impressions left on the roadway in excess of 300 feet prior to Tomlinson being ejected from the bike. Tomlinson was wearing sunglasses but did not have a helmet. He was transported by Tri-State Ambulance to Gunderson Health System with serious injuries. However, they do not appear to be life-threatening. The southbound lane was shut down on State Highway 35 for approximately 2 hours. Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a stolen vehicle on U.S. Highway 151 near the township of Mineral Point yesterday afternoon, around 1:05. Mineral Point Police and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies were able to conduct a traffic stop. As a result, Bree A. Jor, 24, of Minneapolis, Minnesota, was arrested. Jor is being charged with driving or operating a vehicle without consent, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of THC. Jor is currently being held at Iowa County Jail. It's 78 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:22. Now is a good time for student athletes to get their physicals. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Check out the savings at Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing with cash back available. There are special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all kinds from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval. Approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available in financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
It's 78 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News time is 12:24. With summer arriving, it's that time of year to start scheduling sports physicals for the next upcoming seasons. Here's Michael Hernan with more on the story.
Summer is the best time to schedule sports physicals because of the more free time you have and the off-season for all school sports. Richland Hospital and Clinics' Dr. Brian Kroll thinks this as well.
Now that the school year's over and you've got some extra time and going to the pool in the summer, it's a perfect opportunity to schedule a sports physical, so then you're good for the seasons to come, and that'll be a nice opportunity to do that, so you're set up for 2 years versus waiting until the fall when school gets busy again.
April 1st is an important date when it comes to scheduling physicals.
If you get a WIA sports physical before April 1st, it'll be good for the next two sports seasons. If it's after April 1st, then it'll count for the remainder of that season and then the following. So it's usually two, but the April 1st date is the important marker. So if you schedule it now, you'll be good for the next school season and then the following year.
Dr. Kroll invites high school and college athletes to get their physical at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
We try to make it as convenient as possible. It's just a $15 straight charge for any WIAA exam, and then a $25 charge for any college sports exam if that's what you need. And so it's regardless of insurance. If you need a WIAA physical, we don't want that to be a barrier. And so it's a straight charge, and we'll try to work you guys in as convenient as possible.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics can schedule physicals around your busy schedule.
We have certain schedules in our block right now so that June, July, August, we'll have a whole day where we'll try to kind of accommodate that. And that's really just to get people to come in as they have free time in their schedule versus one day where if they can't make it, then they're calling in and trying to fit into their busy schedule. So we'll have blocks available June, July, and August. Call and get on the schedule. If you have your own primary care doctor and you want to get in with them, they'll do these exams. Myself and some of the other physicians and advanced practice providers will also do these exams.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
The American Red Cross stresses that blood and platelet donors are critically needed right now to combat a drastic shortfall in donations. Record-breaking summer travel and severe weather conditions are expected to persist all season long, which may prevent donors from being able to give. When fewer people donate, less blood is available for hospital patients. Make a blood or platelet donation a priority this summer. Donors of all blood types are needed, especially those with type O blood and donors giving platelets. The Red Cross will be holding 8 blood drives around the area this week. 2 blood drives will be held today from 1 to 6. One will be held at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval, with the second at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. A blood drive will be held tomorrow from 9 to 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. Wednesday from 12:30 to 5:30, there will be a blood drive at Holiday Wholesale in Wisconsin Dells. On Thursday, a blood drive will be held from noon to 5 at the Iowa County Sheriff's Office in Dodgeville. There will be 3 blood drives on Friday. One will be held from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. The second will be held from noon to 5 at St. Anthony and Philip Parish in Highland. And the third will be held from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. Book a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The second in a series of Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board-sponsored canoe outings on the Wisconsin River will be held Tuesday from 9 to 1. It will run from Muscadet to Port Andrew. The large Voyager replica canoes, commissioned by the state of Wisconsin in conjunction with the Sesquicentennial in 1998, will be used. Seating is limited to 14 people for each excursion, and reservations are required. Small groups may sign up for the trips, but should do so early to assure adequate space is available. To make a reservation or to ask questions about the canoe trips, contact the Riverway Board office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 at 608-739-3188 or by emailing marcia.curtis@wi.gov. A waiting list will be developed in case of cancellations. Participants should bring their own beverages, food, sunscreen, and bug spray. No glass containers are allowed. Life jackets and paddles will be provided, but participants are welcome to bring their own personal flotation device. A trip will also be held Wednesday this week from 9 to 1 and will travel from Gotham to Muskoday. Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics has teamed up with Fenimore Area Services and Fenimore EMS to offer a free CPR AED non-certified training session Wednesday night from 5 to 8 at the Fenimore Fire Department for 3 one-hour sessions. These sessions aim to equip you with life-saving skills that can be crucial in critical situations. Each hour-long training will provide the basic skills needed to effectively assess and maintain life from the critical minutes immediately following an emergency until professional medical help arrives. Each session will cover steps following a 911 call, chest compressions, AED usage, steps to follow in an emergency, and the Heimlich maneuver. More than 350,000 cardiac arrests occur annually in the U.S. outside medical facilities. Unfortunately, around 90% of those affected do not survive due to delayed medical intervention. Prompt, properly administered CPR can be a critical factor in such cases. This class is not a certification class and is designed for anyone. Class size is limited, so register as soon as possible by contacting Community Wellness Coordinator Cameron Novi at 608-375-6116 or cenovi@gundersonhealth.org. A light supper will be provided. Eligible persons in Richland County age 60 or older, or a Native American age 55 years or older, meeting income requirements, are encouraged to pick up senior farmers market vouchers. Enrolled seniors receive vouchers worth $45 per qualifying individual, which are good through October 31st. These vouchers may be used to purchase locally grown fresh fruits, vegetables, and herbs at approved farmers markets or roadside stands. Vouchers will be distributed on a first-come, first-served basis this week on Wednesday from 10:15 to 11:15 at the Germantown Meal Site in Cazenovia and from 12:30 to 1:30 at the Community Services Building Conference Room in Richland Center. If you are homebound or unable to get to a distribution site, you may assign an authorized representative on your behalf. Contact ADRC of Richland County at 608-647-4616 and ask to speak with Tanya for more information. For information on riding the bus into Richland Center, call 608-647-4616. It's 78 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next. Helping you build a better
A member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
It is a cloudy 78 degrees in Richland Center, 25 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca and McFarland, died June 15th at home after a courageous battle with rectal cancer. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Goddard Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow at the Avoca Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow at the Avoca Community Center. Friends may call at the Goddard Pratt Funeral Home this afternoon from now until the time of service at 1. Memorials can be made to a Grace Hospice in Dodgeville. Shirley Rako is survived by two brothers, Roger Fox of Elk Grove, California, and Gary and Joanne Fuchs of Briggsville, niece and nephew, great nieces and nephews, and many extended family and friends. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca in McFarland. Lorinda Lou Cleary, 78, of North Dakota, died Tuesday at Luther Memorial Home in Mayville, North Dakota. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 to 6 and Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Lorinda Cleary include four children, Richard and Lisa Mikelin of Eatonville, Washington, Rhonda and Todd Hamilton of Hawaii, Robert Mikelin and Courtney of Minot, North Dakota, and Jeffrey and Mary Cleary of Kenosha. Five grandchildren, a brother, Harry Schuffel of Battle Creek, Michigan, sisters and brothers-in-law, Janice Derline and Larry Denman of Portage, Jean and Marge Cleary of Ithaca, Tom and Nancy Cleary of Bear Valley, Christian and Bridget Kurth of New London, Alice Cleary of Central City, Iowa, and Barbara Cleary of Ithaca, two nephews and many cousins. Lorinda Lou Cleary, 78, of North Dakota. Ronald J. Hondo Hill, 71, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital following an illness. A memorial service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A luncheon will be held afterwards at the American Legion Hall. Survivors of Hondo Hill include his wife of 52 years, Janice, three children, April and Don Fish of Muscadet, Justin and Katie of Richland Center, and Marcy Hill of Boscobel. Eight grandchildren, five step-grandchildren, a great-grandchild, three step-great-grandchildren, and siblings Cindy Cratch of Muscadet and Kathy and Dave Foth of Richland Center, also many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Ronald J. Hondo Hill, 71, of Richland Center.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Trendon Ed Wells, Randy and Deanna Hunt, and James and Mary Stanichka. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Some pretty nice weather conditions here across the region for today, but things will be getting kind of unsettled again by tonight, thanks to a low-pressure system tracking through southern Canada, dragging a warm front toward us. That'll usher in some very muggy air by this evening, and we have lots of wind energy going through the atmosphere through tonight, and that could set the stage for quite a line of thunderstorms barreling southeast out of Minnesota this evening into Wisconsin, parts of Iowa. We could have some severe weather with high winds, possible hail, lots of lightning, and of course some brief heavy rain when these thunderstorms move through. So definitely keep an eye on the skies tonight. Check in for updates and be prepared to move to a place of safety should warnings be issued for your area. Most of this activity should slide southeast of us by daybreak tomorrow, and mainly dry weather for much of Tuesday, quite warm as well. However, there is a slight chance of a shower popping up in the southern part of the area in the afternoon, closer to a cold front passing by. Otherwise, we'll be in for cooler and dry weather Wednesday and Thursday. Should be some ideal conditions for outdoor activities before the next round of rain moves in on Friday. The rest of today, though, look for partly sunny skies, warm and turning more humid, with highs reaching the low to mid 80s, south to southeast wind 5 to 13. Tonight, muggy with isolated storms early, then becoming more widespread around midnight or after. Some could be severe, low at 69 degrees. Tomorrow, chance of an early morning shower, then partly cloudy, still quite warm and muggy with a high near 87. West wind 10 to 17. Wednesday should be mostly sunny and cooler, low 61 with a high of 77. Thursday partly cloudy, low 53, high 75. Friday mostly cloudy and more humid. Periods of rain and storms, most widespread in the morning, low at 60, high 78. And Saturday, chance of a light shower, high in the mid 70s. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a cloudy 79 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 79, our low this morning was 61. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 79. The record high for this date was set in 1954 at 95. The record low 40 was set in 1961. Last year's high was 89 with a low of 58. Sunset tonight will be at 8:46 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:22. Currently in Richland Center, we have light northeasterly winds. The barometer is at 29.91. and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 79 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A new feed additive brings revenue opportunities to dairy. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Following federal approval of animal health company Elanco's new Bovaer product, it's now undergoing state reviews to allow use yet this summer. Elanco's Katie Cook is VP of Livestock Sustainability and Farm Animal Marketing.
It's one of the most tested and accepted feeding ingredients for reducing enteric methane emissions in lactating dairy cattle. And it does this without negatively impacting the quantity or the quality of milk. If a producer was to feed 1 tablespoon of a Bovaer per lactating dairy cow per day throughout the year, it can reduce methane by approximately 30% or 1.2 metric tons of carbon dioxide equivalent emissions annually per cow.
And that, says Cook, permits dairy farmers to earn payments for carbon credits and potential other revenue streams.
We're providing an environmental sustainability practice to our producers, but most importantly, we're providing them with additional profitability. It's going to provide about at least a $20 per head return on an annual basis when we look at how do we monetize a carbon marketplace, take advantage of some government incentives and other pieces.
Cook was featured in a recent episode of the Dairy Defined podcast from the National Milk Producers Federation. There's a link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years, Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance is proud to congratulate the area's graduating seniors. We encourage all seniors to look for ways to make the world a better place. As you begin the next chapter of your life, in ups and downs, always remember the road that leads you home. We wish you all the best in your future. Congratulations on your graduation from Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Some devastating weekend weather. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The AgriVision Equipment Inventory Reduction Auction is June 28th, selling more than 150 lots of late model John Deere machinery. For more information, visit AgriVisionEquipAuction.com. Farmers in the upper Midwest are assessing the impact of devastating weekend rains. Angela Gunzel farms near Mankato in Minnesota and says they've had record rainfall this spring.
And they've just declared state of emergency for flash floodings, and that's just had such a huge effect. Many farms in this area did not get planted. We're going to see a lot more prevent plant going on.
Bill Gordon from Worthington, Minnesota tells Brownfield recent storm systems have dumped 7 to 15 inches of rain. Tornadoes hit parts of southern Wisconsin near Janesville over the weekend, just north of the Illinois line. Farmer Doug Rebout tells Brownfield most damage was in residential areas and missed most of the crops.
From the wind itself, I have not heard of any crop damage except, you know, there's probably some wheat fields that are laying flat.
Rebout says they received nearly 3 inches of rain Saturday, and farmers are anxious to cut second crop hay soon. Heavy rains over the past week across eastern South Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota have caused some farm fields to flood and has affected the crops. Chet Ettinger farms in Davison, Sanborn, and Aurora counties of South Dakota and says it's too late to replant fields that flooded.
We had some of the water deep enough to the just below the wheat heads on one field, so that we're going to lose probably a third of the wheat in that field. We had some corn weed that was up and was, I would say, probably 12, 15 inches tall. Couldn't see the corn for about 40 acres in the other field.
Ettinger says about 20% of his farm's acres will likely be lost due to the flooding. While it won't be the crop he was expecting, there's still a crop this year. Ag policy, H5N1 in livestock, and weather extremes are expected to get the attention as ag secretaries and commissioners from across the Midwest meet in St. Louis this week. Brownfield's Kara Hart has more from the Midwest Association of State Departments of Agriculture regional meeting.
It's been a wet start to the growing season for several northern states, but in other areas of the Corn Belt, conditions are getting drier. In the last week, states like Missouri are starting to see moderate drought conditions return. Missouri Ag Director and Mazda President Chris Chin tells Brownfield, farmers were grateful for the rains that fell earlier this spring.
Our farming community has all received timely rains that's going to help them with the growing season moving forward.
More discussions are expected to happen on several key issues as Midwestern Ag Secretary and commissioners meet this week. Reporting from Chesterfield, Missouri, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
What's better than a day on the golf course? How about a day at the golf course supporting Wisconsin soybean farmers? Join the Wisconsin Soybean Association as they host the inaugural Clean Fuels Soybean Classic in partnership with Clean Fuels Alliance America on Monday, July 29th at the Evansville Golf Club. For more information or to register a team, visit wisoybean.org/WSA. Support Clean Fuels and the Wisconsin Soybean Association during the inaugural WSA Clean Fuels Soybean Classic, July 29th in Evansville.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet and cash hogs are mixed at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to its typically quiet start to the week. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Buyers and sellers have been busy preparing for the business ahead. Significant trade volume is likely going to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Last week, it benefited those who held out. Dress business in the north ranged from $305 to $312, mostly $310 to $312, which was $4 to $6 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. There was actually one sale reported in Nebraska at $315, which would be $9 above the previous week's business. Live deals in the south are marked at $189 to $190, with a few at $191, $3 to $5 more than the prior week's weighted averages. Box beef has steadied to higher at midday on good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up a penny at $3.2240. Select is 72 cents higher at $3.0383. In South Dakota last week, feeder steers and heifers were $2 to $6 higher. The USDA says demand was very good for yearling steers and heifers. The market was very active. Medium and large one feeder steer, 604 to 640 pounds, brought $311 to $332. Feeder steers, 850 to 895 pounds, brought $258 to $270. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 850 to 889 pounds, brought $230 to $243. Cash hogs are mixed at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors are off to a surprisingly solid start to the week. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, and while hog weights appear to be on a seasonal decline, they are still running well above year-ago levels, meaning there's plenty of pork available. Demand for U.S. pork continues to shine on the global market, which does help provide some price support. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were a penny higher with a weighted average of $86.47. The Iowa Minnesota was 15 cents lower with a weighted average of $86.71, and the Western Corn Belt down 20 cents with a weighted average of $86.50. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $66. In Illinois, slaughter's hog prices were $2 higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $61 to $73. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $52 to $62. And pork values were lower at midday, down $1.90 at $97.13. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Soybeans are higher, cattle are mixed, corn and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential. One of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are higher, monitoring the impact of flooding in the northern Midwest and the hot, dry weather to the east and the south. Soybean meal's up following a new export sale to the Philippines. July beans are up 14 and three quarters, 11.75 and a quarter. August is 13 and three quarters higher at 11.60 and three quarters. July bean meal's up 11.50 at 373.30. July soybean oil's down 51 points at 43.43. Corn's lower, watching that weather, expecting the USDA to lower its national crop condition rating this afternoon. Planted acreage and quarterly stocks numbers are out Friday. July's just down 5 3/4 at 429 1/4. September corn's 5 1/4 lower at 435 1/4. And wheat's down. Russian farmers are reportedly able to replant most frost-damaged wheat, even as that region remains generally pretty dry. Wheat's oversold, but buying interest continues to be limited. July Chicago's down 10.5 at 551. July Kansas City's 3 lower at 578 1/4. July Minneapolis is down 7 at 604 1/2. Live and feeder cattle are mixed. Watching the distribution of this week's show list, and at least initially, that looks larger in Kansas, but smaller in Nebraska, Colorado, and Texas. Box beef was up modestly at midday. August live's $1.40 higher at $184.55. October's 22 lower at $183.40. August feeders are up 50 at $258.87. September's 20 higher at $260.10. And with questions about sustained demand and mixed cash, July hogs are down $1.05 at $91. August lean's $1.42 lower at $87.87. Follow us on X at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hasatune from Timsuck Oxford Realty. Let's hear results and upcoming events. Small sale and small but good crowd. Large squares tapped at $275 a ton. In large rounds tapped at $125 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Don't forget to watch our upcoming online-only auctions. We have plenty coming. We need listings. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4028 for more info, or go to www.timsuckoxfordrealty.com. This is Chase Hasatune. Have a great day.
Reining in food waste. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. About a third of the food produced in the United States is wasted. Brian Rowe, Ohio State University's professor of farm management, is piloting a consumer campaign focused on reducing food waste in homes. He tells Brownfield the program is a win for everyone.
We could chip away half of that. That's a tremendous amount of food that can go to nourish a growing global population. And then when coupled with other continuing advances in efficiency throughout the food system, those things can give us hope. We can meet global nutrition needs in the coming decades as population increases. And it's not a big sacrifice, right? Because households, again, are wasting their own resources to buy food that is not eaten. And so it's kind of a win-win here. We are able to support food security goals and nutrition goals by reducing this. We're able to help consumers reduce the amount of money that they're spending. And this also has strong environmental resource outcomes as well, because that way we're not using up land to produce food that merely goes into a landfill.
Ohio State is partnering with Rutgers University on the campaign, which will be rolled out in 3 U.S. cities that have yet to be named. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.